Three random words can direct you to any place on the globe, if you have the right software. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Jed Kim, in for Molly Wood. When you were a kid, probably as soon as you could string together sentences, your parents drummed into you the fact that you live at such and such, Evergreen Terrace, Springfield, wherever. Nowadays, you can just make your kid remember three words like engine, doors, cubs, or life, jeeps, budget. And that string of random words is enough to point to a unique 10-foot by 10-foot patch of ground somewhere on the globe. What Three Words is a company that's divvied the planet into 57 trillion squares, each with its own unique string of three identifying words. Anyone with the company's app or website can translate locations from those words. It's been used to help direct emergency responders in the UK and even deliver mail in Mongolia. Chris Sheldrick is co-founder and CEO at What Three Words, and he says traditional addresses are too often imprecise and overdue for improvement.
It is incredibly difficult still in many parts of the world to get exactly to where you are going. And in the UK and the US, that can be getting to the right entrance of a building, even if the address kind of points to the right place. But in so much of the world, just urban areas or rural areas are just not properly mapped or addressed at all. So we wanted to provide a very simple yet accurate way of talking about any 10-foot square in the world.
I understand that addresses can be a little difficult to navigate, but I imagine a time when electricity will go out or cell service will go down. Is there a way that we could use this if we didn't have computer or smartphone capability?
I see what you mean. If you had no smartphone and computer capability, yes, you would be stuck to use a three-word address in that scenario. But while smartphones are here with us and functioning, then three-word addresses can provide a really, really good way to get around. And just to be clear, like, we're not trying to replace addresses or area names or any of the sort of historical ways that we talk about the world. What we're trying to do is, when you do have a smartphone or a car or some electronic device, we're trying to really simplify the way that you can communicate a precise location to it.
How do you make money?
So What Three Words is a free app for consumers to use and a free website. We license our tech to businesses who want to convert between three-word addresses and coordinates. So for example, we charge our customers like Mercedes-Benz to have What Three Words pre-fitted into their cars.
How do you see this being useful in the future as new technology develops?
So a lot of it is all around precision. So if you think about drones and drone delivery, I mean, no longer is a postal address going to be good enough, because you're going to have to specify, well, is it the front garden or the back garden? And so we're starting to see that the software developers who make software for these kind of things are putting in What Three Words at this very early stage, because the idea of somebody like manually typing in their GPS coordinates for a drone to make a delivery seems kind of difficult.
Chris Sheldrick is CEO of What Three Words. The words are random, which can seem suspect when game-winning goal points to a spot in Brazil. What do you do if you live at massive dinosaur pile? Can you lobby for a change? Sheldrick says, nope, that's locked in. But you could just pick an adjacent square. And now for some related links. By the way, you can't use What Three Words on Google or Apple Maps yet. Still, I've had fun looking up locations on What Three Words' map. Like, if you're searching for an able-bodied gentleman, you'll have to swim. He's pretty far off the coast of Chile. If you're skeptical of What Three Words and its mapping, you're not alone. One What Three Words skeptic, blogger Terrence Eden, takes issue with a lot of what the company offers. Most of all, he doesn't like that the company's algorithm is proprietary, therefore secret, which he says goes against the open source feel it's going for. One interesting side note he points out is that tectonic shift means many spots will someday have to change the three words associated with their locations. There's no place I'd rather be right now than punk, unfriendly cooking. If you're nervous about tech companies knowing and utilizing your location data, you might not like that Apple appears to be preparing to hyper-boost future phone models' tracking and locating capabilities. VentureBeat says leaked specs for a coprocessor codenamed Rose amps up phone's sensors. With it, an iPhone will be able to tell when it's falling, also the way it and other accessories are laid out in a room. Future phones could also contain ultra-wideband wireless radio technology that will allow items to be pinpointed to within 10 to 30 centimeters of their actual locations. Good luck finding me in my secret underground headquarters, which, according to this app, is not too far north of New Orleans. I'm Jed Kim, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.